time to begin. And Richard said he didn't have any other announcements, and I don't know of any other additional items that need to be mentioned from what we had this morning. Before we begin, shall we start with a word of prayer? And Brother Doug Brown is going to lead us in that prayer.
Holy Father, we gather this evening to sing songs of praise to you and encouragement to one another. We pray, Father, for those who have heard your word, understand it, and reject it. We're asking you, Father, to give them more time. Father, as we lift our voices in song of praise to you, may we sing in spirit and in truth. May we realize that this may be the last time we ever sing together, because life is like that. We pray through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
First song will be number 532, number 532. We shall see the King someday. Though the way we journey may be often drear, we shall see the King someday. On that blessed morning, clouds will disappear. We shall see the King someday. We shall see the King someday. We shall shout and sing someday. Gathered round the throne when he shall call his own. We shall see the King someday. After pain and anguish, after toil and care,
we shall see the King someday.
Through the endless ages, joy and blessing share, we shall see the King someday. We shall see the King someday. We shall shout and sing someday. Gathered round the throne when he shall call his own. We shall see the King someday. Number 63. I need thee every hour. Number 63. After the singing of this song, we'll offer the Lord's Supper for those who have not yet had the opportunity. Number 63. Every hour, most gracious Lord.
Shall we pray? Our Father, as we gather around this table, we think of your Son. We are so thankful for the hope that he has given us because he was willing to suffer and die that we might be forgiven and that we might look forward to that eternal home with you. As we think of him, we remember him, and we partake of this emblem that represents his body that died. Help us to do so in a manner that is pleasing to you, that it is glorifying to you and your Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May we see your hands, please.
Our Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer again, so very thankful, Father, for your Son. And for his willingness to shed his blood on our behalf. And we pray, Father, now that you're with those that are partaking of this cup which represents his shed blood. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Next song would be number 114. Number 114. Close to thee. Number 114. Thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me, all along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, all along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me
my prayer shall be. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee.
In our red supplement, let's go to page number 24. I want you to know Christ. This was a song that Olin introduced us to. Page 24.
No soul, I want to know Christ and the power of His rising. Share in His suffering, conform to His death. When I pour out my life to be filled with His Spirit, joy follows suffering, and life follows death.
In our little blue supplement, let's sing number 17, The Lord is My Light.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And He is my strength, the defense of my life. Whom shall I fear? Have mercy, O Lord, and answer my cry. Turn not away, for Thou art my help, the God of salvation. Turn not away. Wait, wait, oh, wait on the Lord. Be strong and
take courage, wait on the Lord, wait, wait, oh, wait on the Lord, be strong and take courage, yes, wait on the Lord. Oh Lord, lead me now in thy path straight and even, teach me thy way. I will not despair, thy goodness sustains me. Teach me thy way. To dwell in this house all the days of my life, this shall I see. And oh, to behold the Lord in His beauty, this shall I seek. Wait, wait, oh, wait on the Lord. Be strong and take courage. Wait on the Lord. Wait, wait, oh, wait on the Lord. Be strong and take courage. Yes, wait on the Lord.
Back in our little red supplement, get your workout in, switching books. Let's sing number 58, page number 58. Listen to our hearts. How do you explain? How do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears. And words cannot express the love we feel, but long we long for you to hear. So listen to our hearts, hear our praises sing, a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love. So listen to our hearts. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, and if I had 1,000 years, Lord, I would still run out of time. If you listen to our heart, every beat will say, thank you for the life, thank you for the truth, thank you for the way. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirit sing, a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts. In the big song book, let's sing number 678, If We Never Meet Again. Six, seven, eight. Soon we'll come to the end of life's journey, and perhaps we'll never meet anymore. Till we gather in heaven's bright city, far away on that beautiful shore. Never meet this side of heaven, struggle through this world and its strife, meeting place somewhere in heaven by the shining river of life. Roses bloom ever and ever. Separations come nevermore. Never meet this side of heaven. Meet you on that beautiful shore. Oh, they often were parted with sorrow. Benedictions often quicken our pain. But we never shall sorrow in heaven. God be with you till we meet again. Never meet this side of heaven. Struggle through this world and its strife. Meeting place somewhere in heaven by the shining river of life. Roses bloom ever and ever. Separations come nevermore. Never meet this side of heaven. Meet you on that beautiful shore. Oh, they say we shall meet by the river, where no storm clouds ever darken the sky. And they say we shall be happy in heaven, in the wonderful sweet by and by. Never meet this side of heaven. Struggle through this world and its strife. Meeting place somewhere in heaven by the shining
river of life. Roses bloom ever and ever. Separations come nevermore. Never meet this side of heaven. Meet you on that beautiful shore.
380. It's pretty obvious which book that is, I think. It won't be very long, 380.
No soul.
It won't be very long till this short length will end. It won't be very long till Jesus shall descend. And then the dead in Christ from beds of clay shall rise to meet the Lord and King up yonder in the skies. It won't be very long, it won't be very long till Jesus shall appear. That day is drawing near. Will you be ready then to meet the ransomed throng? Get ready for that day, it won't be very long. It won't be very long till here we cease to roam. It won't be very long till all the saints get home. And then with smiling face we'll walk the streets of gold and sing the Savior's praise where saints are never old. It won't be very long, it won't be very long till Jesus shall appear. That day is drawing near. Will you be ready then to meet the ransom throng? Get ready for that day, it won't be very long. It won't be very long till the it won't be very long till works of men decay, but Jesus has prepared a happy dwelling place for all who look above and trust his matchless grace. It won't be very long, it won't be very long till Jesus shall appear. That day is drawing near. Will you be ready then to meet the ransom throng? Get ready for that day, it won't be very long.
And number 216. Oh, that will be glory.
No soul.
When all my labors and trials are o'er, and I am safe on that beautiful shore, just to be near the dear Lord I adore, will through the ages be glory for me. Oh, that will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me, when by his grace I shall look on his face. That will be glory for me. When by by the gift of his infinite grace, I am accorded in heaven a place, just to be there and to look on his face, will through the ages be glory for me. Oh, that will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me, when by his grace I shall look on his face. That will be glory for me. Friends will be there I have loved long ago. Joy like a river around me will flow. Yet just a smile from my Savior I know will through the ages be glory for me. Oh, that will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me, when by his grace I shall look on his face. That will be glory for me.
Now in the red supplement. Page number 34. He died to serve.
My Savior is here beside me. He walks with me, leads, so I see. Because Jesus lives after dying for me, I have hope in eternity. He died as the Father had planned. He died holding on to my hand. Jesus died faithfully, nailed up on that tree. He died to serve God and man. He humbly is washing my feet. His love keeps and makes me complete. When I'm following him and serve others I meet, we will walk on that golden street. He died as the Father had planned. He died holding on to my hand. Jesus died faithfully, nailed up on that tree. He died to serve God and man. My sins he completely forgave. By grace my atonement was paid. God raised up his own Son from the depth of the grave, and why Jesus has power to save. He died as the Father had planned. He died holding on to my hand. Jesus died faithfully, nailed up on that tree. He died to serve God and man.
We didn't have as many song leaders as I hoped we'd have tonight. We have a little bit of time left. Any requests? I knew this could be scary for me. Number 7 in the red supplement. Let's see if I can lead that one. Dad, you want to try that one? I haven't sung that very often.
Who's going to sing the descant the second time? Awesome.
Dove me so, a common love for each other, a common gift to the Savior, a common bond holding us to the common strength when we're weary, a common hope for tomorrow, a common joy in the truth of God's word, a common love for each other, a common gift to the Savior, a common bond holding us to the Lord, a common strength when we're weary, a common hope for tomorrow, a common joy in the truth of God's word.
Kelly's smart. He just went and sat down. We have time for one more. Back, way back there.
32.
Oh. I'm sorry, Izzy. I'm not able to lead that one.
Okay. What about 267 in the blue book?
Okay. 257 in the blue book. Boy, you had a backup going right away. 267. I don't know this one.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, He who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin, let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine, make it pure and wholly thine. Thou hast bled and died for me, I will henceforth live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
That song is a perfect introduction, segue, whatever word you want to use, into my thoughts, into our last song tonight, which is in the Red Book. Page number 6. A beautiful song that Cliff wrote. And I'd like to say a few words about it by way of invitation this evening. Yes, Jesus loves me. Please turn to John, the 19th chapter. Jesus had just died on the cross. He said, "It is finished." He had accomplished the work that he had come to earth to accomplish. And in verse 31, I'm going to begin reading. "Therefore, because it was the preparation day that the bodies should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who was crucified with him. And when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out." I'm going to keep reading. Verse 35. And he who has seen this has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled: not one of his bones shall be broken. And again, another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they pierced. This song that Cliff wrote is about the river of crimson. It's based on that blood that Jesus shed when his side was pierced. Also notice Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, and verse 13. It says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." How many of you cringe at the sight of blood? We know it's in there. We know it does really good stuff. We just don't want to see it. Because when we see it, it means someone's hurt. Someone has a medical problem. Sometimes minor, sometimes major. We don't like to see blood, do we? On the other hand, isn't blood a good thing? Isn't it what sustains life? Physical life? Picture the scene when Jesus was on the cross. At this point, he didn't feel any pain because he had just died. But what an ugly scene that must have been. to have a soldier pierce his side with a spear and blood and water pour out. You know that blood is still pouring out? Still pouring out. Cliff entitled the song "A River of Crimson." One of my favorite things to do in this life is stand on the bank of a river, or maybe even knee-deep in the river with a fishing rod in my hand. But I wouldn't even have the fish. I wouldn't even need the fishing rod in my hand. Just watch the river. It makes slight changes here and there, but it seems to just kind of repeat itself. The water just keeps coming, and keeps coming. The Metolius River is a beautiful place, and the water just comes out of the ground, comes out of underground springs, and it just keeps coming and keeps coming and keeps year round. The river keeps flowing. Well, that's the way the blood of Jesus is. There's no end to it. You can think of it as his grace. There's no end to it. It is what brings us near to God. And so, as ugly as the scene was when he was crucified, it is so precious to us. It is so precious to those that were standing there that day. They didn't realize it at the time, I'm sure. And it will be so precious to those that come after us. It's something that, as we talked about this morning in class, that we must be in Christ to avail ourselves of God's grace, to come in contact with that blood through baptism, as we die to sin, as we raise to walk a new life. It's the blood of Jesus and his willingness to shed it that made that possible. And so when we sing this song, if you've been thinking about becoming a Christian, if you believe Jesus, you believe in him, you know he's the Son of God, and you want to go to heaven when you die, we would invite you to come forward and be baptized. Think of the scene. Think of his love. Think of the hope that comes through his blood as we sing "A River of Crimson."
The river of crimson flowed from his side. A river of crimson made me alive. He was born for my sorrows and died on that tree. A river of crimson flowed down to me. A river of crimson flowed for my sins. A river of crimson cleansed me within. He was born for my sorrows and died on that tree. A river of crimson washed over me. A river of crimson opened my eyes. A river of crimson made my heart cry. He was born for my sorrows and died on that tree. A river of crimson beckoned unto me. A river of crimson, precious and clear. A river of crimson brings us so near. Jesus bore all our sorrows and died on that tree. A river of crimson flowed down to me.
Thank you all for being here tonight. I did want to mention one thing. I talked to Cliff this afternoon, and he decided to stay home again this evening because Linda's not feeling real well, and he's concerned about her, and so that's why they are not here again this evening. There's several that aren't feeling well. Jan and John Overman, Billy Durnell, and those that have had surgery. John's home with Lorraine. Chuck's home with Linda. Let's remember all of those that may be traveling or not feeling well. And we'll look forward to seeing everyone Wednesday night. Jeff.
Mike just also mentioned about Fred having his test tomorrow.
Fred is having a stress test tomorrow. He's having some possible heart-related issues. So pray for Fred. We're going to close at this time, and we're going to ask Brother Mike to lead us in prayer.
Our Father in heaven, we just come to you at the close of this day, this time of worship, thanking you for the gift of your Son and for his precious blood that brings us the salvation that we have through him, reunites us to you and makes us clean and pure and able to be in your presence. And as we leave now, Lord, we just pray for all of those that were just mentioned who are struggling with their health, and just ask that your blessings be with them, that if it be thy will that they would return to us in full health. And if not, we just pray that you would grant them the wisdom to see and to know that you are very much aware and love them, and that you have your arms wrapped around them. And might we be supportive and mindful of them and of those who are caregivers, because we know that's a great burden also. And just be with us now as we depart. Help us to go out and be lights and salt, and to live the life that you have made us to be and to do. Through Christ we pray. Amen.